The Brothers Karamazov, written by Fyodor Dostoevsky. Introduction. Dostoevsky's final novel was published as a serial in The Russian Messenger in 1880. The Brothers Karamazov tells the story of a patricide in which each of the murdered man's sons share a varying degree of complicity. The novel is a spiritual drama of moral struggles concerning faith, doubt, and reason, offering a complex narrative steeped with ethical debates of God, free will, and morality. Since its first publication, the novel has been acclaimed as one of the supreme achievements of 19th-century Russian literature. Dostoevsky intended The Brothers Karamazov to be the first part of an epic story titled The Life of a Great Sinner, but he died less than 4 months after the publication. In the October of 1877, a writer's diary article by Dostoevsky mentioned a literary work that has imperceptibly and involuntarily been taken shape within me over these 2 years of publishing the diary. His diary, a collection of numerous articles, had included similar themes which the Brothers Karamazov would later borrow from. These include parricide, law and order, and social problems. Though Dostoevsky was influenced by religion and philosophy in his life, a personal tragedy altered the course of his last novel. In May 1878, Dostoevsky's 3-year-old son, Alyosha, died of epilepsy, which condition he had inherited from his father. The novelist's grief is apparent throughout the book. Dostoevsky named the hero after his deceased son, as well as imbuing him with qualities that he most admired. The author's sense of loss is also reflected in the story of Captain Snegiryov and his young son Ilyusha. The novel presents Fyodor Karamazov as the father and eventual victim of patricide. Fyodor is a 55-year-old buffoon and drunkard, with 3 sons from 2 marriages. He is rumoured to have fathered an illegitimate son, Pavel Fyodorovich Smerdyakov, whom he employs as his servant. Fyodor takes no interest in any of his sons, who are, as a result, raised apart from each other and their father. The relationship between Fyodor and his adult sons drives much of the plot. The first book introduces the Karamazov family and relates the story of their distant and recent past. The details of Fyodor's 2 marriages, as well as his indifference to the upbringing of his 3 children, is chronicled. The narrator also establishes the widely varying personalities of the 3 brothers and the circumstances that have led to their return to Fyodor's town. The first book concludes by describing the mysterious religious order of elders to which the younger son, Alyosha, has become devoted. The Brothers Karamazov has had an enormous influence on many writers and philosophers across the world. Admirers of the novel include Albert Einstein, Ludwig Wittgenstein, Martin Heidegger, Cormac McCarthy, and Kurt Vonnegut. Franz Kafka felt immensely indebted to Dostoevsky and the Brothers Karamazov for influencing his own work. Kafka called himself and Dostoevsky blood relatives, perhaps because of Dostoevsky's existential style. Sigmund Freud went so far as to call The Brothers Karamazov the most magnificent novel ever written, and was fascinated with its Oedipal themes. In 1928, Freud published a paper titled Dostoevsky and Parricide, in which he investigated Dostoevsky's own neuroses. Freud claimed that Dostoevsky's epilepsy was not a natural condition, but instead a physical manifestation of the author's hidden guilt over his father's death. According to Freud, Dostoevsky, and all other sons, wished for the death of his father because of latent desire for his mother, and as evidence, Freud cites the fact that Dostoevsky's epileptic fits did not begin until he turned 18, the year his father died. However, some scholars have since discredited Freud's claim due to the evidence that Dostoevsky's children inherited his epileptic condition, making the cause biological, rather than psychological.